This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. We are broadcasting from Irish Days in Farmersville, the 104th edition of Irish Days, and this is something I'm not sure we can deal with, Tim. It's actually comfortable and cool and just a nice little breeze here, and this is, you know, it's not sweltering.
I guess we'll have to find some way to just deal with it today here in the Chili Dome. It's not 100 degrees like it has been the last few years, and there won't be a single soul that complains here today.
No, not if you're cooking chili, and they've got I think Raybo said the 17 entries right now. They'll end up with about 20, probably 21, something like that, before the day is done. So,
and people are already arriving, setting up areas, and the plaques are out. They have the first place through third place, of course, but I noticed they have a People's Choice plaque.
A People's Choice?
A People's Choice.
Meaning what?
Well, apparently...
You have the judges, and then you have the commoners.
Right. I guess it started off as a nice thing, but apparently now it's just whoever puts the most money in the coffers basically comes away with the People's Choice. That's how I understood it anyway. That might not be correct, but that's what I took away from it. But if you're the People's Champion, you're set.
I see. Okay. Well, our buddy Toby Dean's down there, and he came over and wanted to show you his plaque, I believe was the quote.
Well, I said I didn't know they had a last place plaque.
Yeah.
They have a 17th place plaque?
Something like that. 17th, 18th place.
The participation ribbon syndrome is really getting out of control.
There you go. Well, this is the final day of the celebration at Irish Days, and if you haven't been here yet, you probably need to get here because they have still a lot of things going on. In about an hour, the pedal tractor pull will be held here in the park, and that's for kids who are 12 and under. The chili cook-off will actually start right at 10 o'clock here in the Chili Dome, the Jim Whalen Chili Dome. And the antique tractor show begins at 11. They'll have fish and beer at the tent here. Also, the adult pedal tractor pull at 11:30, and the big parade, of course, at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And then they'll have the Queens tonight.
And, of course, Terry, the Jim Whalen Chili Dome.
Yes.
As named by you.
Yes. Well, I just thought it was appropriate. You know?
It is.
They've been doing chili for a long time up here, and Jim was always involved in it. And he says, I saw him earlier today. He said, I'm a has-been. I said, no, you're not. This is your Chili Dome, man. I said, so Jim, hopefully, will come by and talk to us.
A has-been is better than it ever was.
Well, that's true. Who said that?
I don't know. I think it might have been a Rocky movie.
You think? Probably Paulie. Hey, Paulie, did you say something, Paulie? Anyway, about 6:15 tonight, all the things get going on the underneath the pavilion, and of course they'll have the queens and the visiting queens and all that sort of stuff. So we hope to be talking with Jim Whalen, who's walking by here. Hey, Jim, come on up. Come on up if you got a chance here, buddy. And hopefully talking with some coaches about the Lincolnwood baseball team from 5 years ago, state champions. Jim, put that headset on there, my friend. Make you look like you're official. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. We can hear you. That's good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
You said you were a has-been. You're not a has-been. Aren't you a participant in this
game? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I just participate now. I don't... management is out of my line.
It's above your pay scale, right?
Yeah, above my... somebody said to Heaton, said, well, you and Whalen have quit running the Chili Cajon. He said, well, 25 years, we've funded the pension plan. We're out of here.
And the state's after it, right?
You know? Yeah.
You're probably having a lot more fun participating in running it, right?
Oh, yeah. This is fun. A really beautiful day.
This is unusual. Yeah. I mean, because usually it's sweltering in here, and
80 degrees, no humidity. That's going to be fantastic today.
Well, somehow, Jim, you better figure out a way to bottle this up so you can bring them back next year.
Oh boy!
Do you have some great memories from actually running the chili cook-off?
Oh yeah.
You've met some real characters over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had some characters. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Do they ever reveal the secret ingredients to you?
No.
They never have. As a participant, you're just winging this then.
Yeah, I'm just winging it. Okay. I just throw a little of this, a little of that, and we just roll with it.
look what's on the ball. Oh, look, let's just pick this up and we'll put that in there too. Let's see if that flavors it a little bit better.
No, it's been fun over the years, and we've made a little money for the special ed.
And that's the really important thing about this.
Yeah, and it really has been successful in that that part of it. It's really been a success.
Tell us a little bit about how much money has been made over the years, Jim.
We figured it up. When we was finishing up, and I think over the years we'd about $20,000.
Pretty good chunk of change.
And they've been rolling right along ever since.
And they need every dollar of that.
They
don't
do. They do. The funding these days is probably a little short at times. and they do. The girls down there, boy, they really appreciate it. Helps them out and helps kids and makes life a little easier for everybody, I guess.
You're looking well.
Well, thank you. I feel well.
That's good.
Enjoying a little retirement. Cardinal ball game.
Yeah.
And golf.
You got a green Cardinal hat on. It is Irish days.
Well, it's Irish days.
Yeah,
that's
got that down to spring training a couple of years ago.
Got to be a time being down at spring training.
Yeah, that's fun. I didn't get down there this year, but first time in quite a while.
Well, the atmosphere is obviously much more relaxed in spring training.
Well, spring training, I mean, you can be around the players. You can get close to them, and it's fun. It really is, and they've got a great team. They're a great organization, I'll tell you. They do a fine job down in Jupiter.
One of the things that most people don't realize, Jim, is that these guys are huge, some of them. I mean, you may see them on TV or see them in the ballpark. But you get up next to him, and you're looking up at him, you know?
I was standing next to Albert Pujols a few years ago. I'm going to tell you. That's a big boy.
Could have been a linebacker, couldn't he?
Yes, he could. Yeah, anything he wanted.
Yeah.
I think he chose wisely.
Yeah. He probably did choose wisely and sticking with what he did. So.
Well,
I'll tell you what, Jim, thank you for coming by. Well, it's always good to talk to you. Always good to see
you. Nice talking to you guys, and good luck, and thank you for your radio station, everything you do for us.
Well, we
really, really appreciate it.
We appreciate what you guys do here, 104 years of Irish days. Who'd have thunk that, huh?
Oh, I tell you, the pioneers are never thought.
You know, and a few years ago, I think a lot of the organizations that run these small-town celebrations probably took a hard look on whether or not we ought to continue, and I know Farmersville never did look back. They just said, we're doing it.
No,
they went.
Then it's been successful. It has.
What would we do without Irish Days?
I don't know.
Because to me, this opens up summer. This is the official
this is the graduations are just been over. The kids are all home. Everybody's kind of taking a little second breath and say, well, let's go into Irish Days.
That's right. Well, you know, it used to be graduation was just a week ago.
Yep.
And not anymore, but it used to be that way. So this really started summer for me.
Really kicked off the summer.
Jim Whalen, thank you, sir.
See you guys later.
Always a pleasure. We need to get to a break. You're listening to Sports Saturday. We are coming to you from Irish Days in Farmersville. We'll come back. Matt Milberg is standing by. We're going to talk with Coach Milberg right after these messages.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And, of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400. Game Zone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. Game Zone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. Game Zone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6.
And at 9:15, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by Parrott's Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today. We'll have a high of around 78 degrees, mostly clear for tonight. We'll have a low around 60 degrees. Heading into tomorrow, becoming cloudy and warmer, there is a chance for some rain tomorrow. Expect a high of around 85 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers on Wednesday. Expect highs in the upper 80s. The lows will be in the low 70s. And at 9:16, we have a temperature reading of 68 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. I'm Jim Miller, and I'd like to be your ag lender this season. As a farmer myself, I understand. I know that farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Visit us at one of our four locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60-to-80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:17, let's head back out to Farmersville once again. Here's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
Thank you very much, Tobin. On as we broadcast live from Irish Days in Farmersville, year number 104 of the celebration. And if you've not been to Irish Days, then why in the heck haven't you been? That's the question I want to ask, because, gosh, this is just something that we do every year. So, and we appreciate the folks here at Farmersville, sir, for allowing us to share their chili dome here during the special time of day when they're getting their chili participants all set up. We had a chance to talk with Jim Whalen moments ago. Matt Milberg, the head basketball coach at Lincoln Wood, has joined us. And Matt, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you guys.
Summertime, that means you've been doing a little basketball stuff, huh?
Yeah, we like to keep, June month set aside for basketball. I don't keep them anything later than July or, 1st of July. And they commit to me for a little bit in summertime, and then they get to have time with their families and refresh before we get started in the fall.
And that's important, to have time with the family and everything, because it all has to work together as a symbiotic relationship, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I don't have them every day, every week of June. Just we're in Litchfield League. Drew Logan puts on a good show up there in Litchfield on Monday nights. Free of charge. A little shout out to him. I mean, it's great to drive 10 miles and to get to play the competition we get to play up there in Litchfield. Played Gillespie, played Litchfield the other night. So all the southern teams, we get a chance to play there. And it's nice to, with tough times, to have an opportunity to play. And we appreciate that. Go to Riverton on Tuesdays in June and get a chance to play some northern teams up there. So
you always hear coaches talk about players being made in the summertime, and it really is an opportunity for guys who haven't had the varsity experience to kind of get comfortable within the system and kind of in their own skin in a way.
Yeah, and that's a lead into our team this year. We lost six great seniors, and we tried to reload, not rebuild. So this summer we're trying to fill into spots to get those guys acquainted to us as coaches and to the players that have been actually playing a lot of quality varsity minutes. And Derek Sale and Brian Graham have been doing that, as I look out over to them selling tickets this morning.
We gave you boys a plug, okay? I just want to let you know we gave you a plug. All right.
So,
and the thing about Lincolnwood basketball that's changed here in the last couple of 3 years, Matt, since you've been at the helm, is the fact that there's a lot of defense played, and if you don't play defense, you probably aren't going to play.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to look at this summer, is what we can do with different situations with different guys. We try to use these older guys and that have a little bit more experience. Our numbers are going to be down a little bit after losing six seniors at a school of a 1A size, so we're going to try to adjust and do that. And the biggest adjustment, I think, is for us as a coaching staff, we've had a change, for the first time in 2 years. My JV coach, Joe Webb, is going down to the eighth grade program to lead that program for me. I know he'll do a great job there. And we hired Josh Johnson, the guy that's been with me for the long haul. He's going to be the JV coach. And then I brought on Justin Milberg, my cousin that was at the junior high level, to be a volunteer assistant. So.
And I think that might be something people don't really think about, is the continuity of the program, not from JV to varsity. There's not really freshman and sophomore ball anymore like there used to be, but the junior high program, when you can have a guy that's going to implement the core values that you want these kids to have as they grow up and move into the varsity level when you don't have to teach them what you want them to know? They already know it by the time they get to you.
It is going to be absolutely a lifesaver in Joe Webb going down there to that junior high. I mean, he knows exactly what I wanted for the past 2 years. I'm not going to have to go to his practices. I'm not going to have to go, you know, be there making sure he's doing it right, because I know what's going to get done. And that's a big thing. And, you know, with us this summer, with this new coaching staff together, you know, Justin knows what I want. He's been under in junior high for the past 2 years, and Josh has been right alongside me in Pawnee, and he was, you know, assistant coach there, student assistant at Carbondale, so he's got a lot of experience to bring to the table. And, yeah, you're going to have to play defense, that's for sure. But, you know, our offense basic concepts still stay the same. You know, we're just trying to, like I said, reload and not rebuild, you know, go from season to season. So,
and every team is different, I guess. From a coaching perspective, that's probably one of the fun things, I would imagine, adapting to the group of kids you have this time.
Yeah, I'm excited this year. A little bit different, you know. And, you know, nothing. It's not a secret. You know, you're losing 2,000-point scores. You could tell, and I talked to Drew Logan as I was reffing with him the other night, you know, during a timeout from a game. We were reffing together, and we just got done playing each other. And he goes, you got a little different scenario here. I said, yeah. I said, you know, he knew in the past that we were going to try to get you in a half-court set. Sometime we were going to get a good shot. And this year we're trying to push the ball up the floor a little bit better, maybe cause a little havoc, because if we don't score on the offensive end, we're going to come down and we're going to steal it and we're going to try scoring again. So that's what we've been trying to do, is push the ball and play a little bit better defense. And it's been successful. We're 5-1. I'm excited the way they've been playing. They play hard, and looking forward to the rest of this summer.
And one thing with Brian Graham, who was a sophomore last year, for he got a lot of playing time, and he really came to into his own, I think, especially the last third of the season.
Yes, absolutely. You know, he led the senior group, you know, by himself as you know, sophomore year. He took care of them, did everything he could, came, played a well regional, did well regionals. And, you know, Derek Sale, with him being he's the guy, and he's in charge of the post now. You know, mm-hmm. Brockmeyer's gone, Snyder's gone. He's going to have to lead that post. And, you know, the other guys are learning from him. You know, can't ask for anything better than that.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned you and Drew Logan were reffing one of the summer league games. What is that like? You get to tee up any of your fellow coaching mates?
Well, it hasn't gotten that far, I'll tell you that right now. You know, it's one of those things where if it saves me money, I'm all about it. So, you know, we don't call too many fouls, I'll tell you that. They got to earn everything they get. So,
summer league's kind of like playground.
That's right.
No blood, no foul.
Yep.
And even if there is blood, if it's not much blood, just kind of let it go.
That's right.
That's just the way it goes. So, and Matt, as you take a look at the things within the conference that the Lancers play in, a little bit different look at the conference this year too.
Yeah, that I tell you what. Last year I was talking to Coach Johnson. You know, last year there was a lot of good senior athletes in the area. I thought the basketball in the area was probably one of the best it's been in years. You know, we lost on a last-second overtime shot from Calvary against us in the, mm-hmm. in the regional, and then you have Lutheran, who ended up winning that regional. And, you know, the conference is still going to be, you know, one of those. I think Lutheran's going to be reloading too. I mean, they got the Walford kid back, and, you know, it's going to be a tough conference, and we're looking forward to Pawnee's going to be in the conference again. So they're coming back, so we're looking forward to it.
Your expectations after you get done with about a month worth of summer basketball, what do you expect after that, Matt?
Well, you know, the other day in open gym, I think Coach Johnson told me it's just summer, easy, you know, relax.
Yeah. So that's not easy for you to do, bud.
So, you know, you try to take away something positive. You're going to take away, I mean, I can tell you already, the things that we've done so far in the first 2 weeks, even 3 weeks, we had a little kids camp. We had 30 campers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a sign that kids are believing and wanting to participate and get a part of it. And, you know, you try to take away the most you can. And I think this year I'm going to be looking forward to the challenge of next year, you know, just trying to get back to the Carnival Holiday Tournament Championship for the third consecutive year and making a push at the conference title. So,
summer league rules have kind of changed over the years, haven't they? I remember the stories of when Manuel was dominating, Wayne McLean sitting in the top row, like the gym, like with hand signals, like down to like the coach on the sideline, like full court press the whole time. It's not quite like that anymore.
No, and you know, I'm still young, and I'm learning too. And I think the biggest challenge is having your kids committed to the program. I mean, I have to rely on them every Monday and Tuesday, or we have a couple of shootouts in Auburn and Jacksonville on Saturdays, to show up and be there, because you're relying on them to have a summer program, and that's basically up to them.
It's kind of like this: if the kids don't commit, the coach gets committed, doesn't
he? That's right. That's right. That's why I said to you, I said, third time I talked to you at Irish States, that's a good sign.
There you go, man. That's good. That's a winning streak, isn't it, Matt? That's what that is. You're listening to Sports Saturday. We're coming to you from Irish Days, the 104th edition of Irish Days in Farmersville. The participants for the Chili Cook-Off beginning to set up. We have Matt Milberg joining us along with Coach Lance Glick. Hey, Lance, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
No, that mic doesn't work up there. You have to use the
good morning, table. Gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to see you, sir.
What a beautiful morning.
This is
about 100 degrees.
Oh, it doesn't get better than that.
It doesn't.
Let's play two.
Let's play about four. I think we could get four in before the sun goes down, you know? And we've got Josh Stone, the current head coach and athletic director, coming up here. Matt, we're going to let you go, sir. Very quickly, before we let you go, though, talk to us about the team for the kids.
Yeah, we got the team play day coming up August 23rd. I got some boys selling tickets today for the trifecta and the hog raffle. I'm in charge of teams, and we got about, out of 32 spots, we got about 10 left. So we got a good turnout for that, and excited to get started on that. Whole sponsorships and state champs, regional champs, and sectional champs for the sponsorships. So if anybody's interested, get a hold of Patty Clark or myself or Josh Stone or Dana Pitchford.
Or you can call me and I can direct you in the right direction.
I know, so you could do that.
That's right. That's coming up on August 23rd. This replaces the MTXC Play Day, and this is called Team for the Kids. And Matt, the Panhandle School District suffered a tremendous loss with Chad, and I know he was a good friend of yours. And
yeah,
just some passing thoughts here.
Yeah, whenever I got hired in Pawnee 8 years ago, he was the PE teacher, so I took over for Chad there. That's where our friendship really started. You know, anything I needed or whatever, he was always there for me. And I know years before that, when I was playing, you know, Courtney Murphy and Chad were teammates in Blackburn. Yeah. So Coach Murphy never wanted us to lose to Franklin whenever we were playing Franklin because of Chad. So I guess you can go back that far. But ever since then, you know, he approached me about taking his head basketball job. He's always had confidence in what I was doing. And, you know, it's hard for me to leave Pawnee at the time. But, you know, because of him, I think is one of the reasons why I did. Trust in, you know, it's going to be a hard year for us next year. So we're looking forward to moving on and seeing what else we got going on in Lincolnwood.
And the best thing you can do is just push forward.
That's right.
Matt Milberg, the head coach of the Lancer basketball team, thank you for joining us, Matt, and good luck this season. And basketball can't get here soon enough.
All right, thanks, guys.
Sports Saturday coming to you from Irish Days in Farmersville. If you haven't had a chance, the final day of the Irish Day celebration is today. Activities will go on until the evening hours, and now we have Coach Josh Stone joining us, and he's the current athletic director.
And Matt Milberg, a true assist right there.
Yes.
As he applied the headset for Josh, as he's holding a youngster.
Yeah, I've got Addison with me today.
Addison's with you today? Wow.
Yes.
How old?
She's just over a year.
Just over a year. Oh, wow. Now she's being introduced to this.
Oh, yeah.
This is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Well, here we are in 2014. It's the fifth anniversary of the Lincolnwood baseball team winning the Class A State Baseball Championship. And, you know, Tim and I have talked over the years about how spring sports really don't get their due, because most of the time school's out if you go deep into the playoffs, and that was the case with Lincolnwood. And sometimes the spring sports kind of get, well, it's a championship, but, you know, we've got summer vacation to worry about now. But as you look back 5 years ago, and Josh, you were an assistant coach, you were an assistant coach, Lance, and first, Lance, to you, as the pitching coach, that was a great pitching staff. But you had a lot of these kids are in their younger days, didn't you?
I started out with the majority of these kids when they were 8 and 9 years old, and even at that time, I knew that there was the potential there to have something special. It got to the point there where by the time they were seniors, I was able to just give them a look on the field and they knew what they were supposed to do. So it was nice.
I was going to say, you didn't really make many visits out to the mound, did you?
Didn't have to, fortunately. Yeah. It was a very talented staff.
And this group of kids, especially the kids that pitched, knew the game.
Yes, baseball IQs.
Yeah.
High baseball IQs. We had a lot of kids that played summer traveling ball. They coached themselves almost to a certain extent. They would come in and they would have meetings amongst the pitchers between innings. What's working? What's not working? How do I do this? My curveball's not working. Maybe I need to ride the fastball today.
and special staff.
And they were good for 4 years. Actually, they were good before that because they went to state in junior high, and I think the boys finished second.
We did.
And the girls softball team, I think, finished fourth that same year. So, by the way, in that spring of 2009, 64 wins between the softball and the baseball team, a 30-win season for Coach Neisler and the Lincolnwood softball team, too.
What was really unique about that junior high group is that we lost to a team from Joliet St. Raymond's. Joliet Central Catholic won state the same year that we won state. Seven of their nine starters we played against their eighth grade year. Yeah. Seven of the nine. So it was basically seeing the same guys. I would have liked to have played them again, Terry.
You know, and I've said this to you guys before. I just wish there was an opportunity to play the 2A and the 3A and the 4A champions because I think that team would have competed and would have competed successfully with them.
We had the arms to do it that year. We did. We did. It would have been fun.
Six pitchers? At least?
Eight
pitchers? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you had your son, Josh, you had the other lefty, Lucas Stern.
Yep.
I know Wiedekamp, Landon.
Shane Herschelman
pitched.
Shane Burbridge pitched.
Burbridge, yeah.
Kyle Snyder pitched. Tyler Walsh pitched. And Chase Yeager pitched.
Chase Yeager, wow.
Our 6, 7, 8 guys would have been the number 1, 2 guys on a lot of staffs in the area that year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Josh, you were an assistant coach with Chris Paproth, who wasn't able to be with us today. But as you look back, you know, how many schools cherish a chance to go to state, and you had a chance to go to state and a chance to be with the team that won it? Just doesn't happen very often, does it?
Doesn't happen often. We hope to do it again, obviously, but that 09 year was a special year. We still talk about it at practice all the time because it's just that group of kids. It was the most fun in baseball I've had in a long time since I was probably playing, and it just, the IQ they had, you could go out of baseball practice and they picked up things you were doing. I mean, just appreciate what you had when you had it.
And baseball is such a difficult sport. Every sport is difficult and takes commitment if you're going to be successful at it. But baseball, the number of different, and you get into geometrics and everything, how many different things could happen on any given play? You have to be ready for almost anything.
Look how we won the regional championship.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you hit a cutoff man. If you miss that cutoff man by 5 feet, they tie the game most likely.
Well, and the championship game in the regional, which, by the way, had at least 600 or 700 people, if not 1,000 people at the park there in Raymond, which biggest crowd I could ever remember at that park. But Pawnee was the opponent that year, and we were convinced whoever won that regional was going to go to state and had
Absolutely.
A really good chance of winning the whole darn thing.
Absolutely.
Because that was a tremendous regional tournament. But Pawnee had... What, two on in the seventh and had the number two hitter at the plate?
Yes, they did.
And
there was a no-hitter in place at that point, too, two out.
Yeah, and somehow one run came home, and then a kid that I think was a courtesy runner
on first base
got picked off as the ball came back in from the outfield, was caught off base, and that was the third out, and that ended the game.
Yep.
Wow, what a crazy way to end the ball game.
Yeah, it was. Had the number three hitter coming up. I believe it was that time Jordan Day was the three hitter. It was one heck of a hitter.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that was a scary situation. To end it that way was, you know, a blessing. If Pawnee's in any other regional that year, you'd probably see them in sectionals or super sectionals, without a doubt.
We're broadcasting from Irish Days in Farmersville, the 104th edition of the Irish Day celebration, so come on by. The celebration continues all day long. If you have a notion to cook some chili this morning, they're still taking entries, believe it or not. They've got plenty of room here underneath the Chili Dome, so come on by and enjoy yourself here at Irish Days, and they have all sorts of fun food activities and, of course, the Queen's thing later on this evening. We're talking with Josh Stone and Lance Glick, who are members of the coaching staff of the 2009 State Baseball Championship team, and as you look back, that was an interesting ride, but you have to go back to the year before, and I can tell you, I've asked almost every player on that team, what was the one thing that really got you in the mode to be prepared for your senior year in high school, and that was the loss to Nokomis in the regional.
Losing to Nokomis in that regional. I have never, the previous year, we nearly beat Columbia.
Which won the state tournament.
Which won the state tournament at the sectional of Blackburn. Yeah. We played one of the most outstanding ball games I think I've ever been on, win, lose, or draw.
Yeah.
The next year, we thought it was our right to go to state, and we got up against that Nokomis bunch, and those Pisco boys with that knuckleball, Terry. Oh,
it was dancing that day.
It was dancing that day. We kept popping up. We kept grounding out, and I have never seen that group so downtrodden in my life after that game, but what a motivator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They were, to a man, have told me that was the one thing that kicked us into gear.
It was, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Small school baseball during those 3 years was very, very good in this area.
Yes.
Oh.
And the small schools were better than the 2A's.
Amen.
For most part.
Amen.
Great athletes are always motivated by the failure more than anything else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's true. And then, of course, they go along through the regular season, undefeated after 27 games. Lose a couple of games, and it was a devastating injury to your number 7 hitter, Chase Yeager, who was the leading hitter on the team as far as batting average was concerned, batting in the number 7 spot, if memory served me right.
The thing you guys remember, goodness gracious.
Well, it's just,
it was a memorable year.
It was a memorable year, and the thing of it was, you had two tough opponents, the two toughest opponents probably in Class A you were going to see, Carrollton and Pawnee on a Friday and a Saturday, and one of those games... Didn't you have a sump pump in the middle of the center field or something?
We did.
Was that
Friday
the Carrollton
night.
Game?
Yeah.
I wasn't there. I was in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, they got the field clear.
Right in there, surely.
And of course, after winning 27 straight, dropped consecutive games after Chase went down to Carrollton and Pawnee. But the good news is...
They tuned us back up.
They tuned you back in. And was there a meeting by the players or by the players and coaches where they said, hey... Everything's okay, we can do this.
It was really interesting. We got down to the end of the season, and we thought, this is working out great for us. We've got our two toughest opponents coming up to tune us up for the state final series. Chase goes down in the game against Pawnee. We 10-run rule Pawnee. But it was a blow. I mean, you could see it in the kids' faces.
This was earlier in the week. This was like
Tuesday.
That was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Friday night, we're supposed to have a doubleheader. We're playing Carrollton, and then we're turning around and playing Morrisonville. The Carrollton game was one of the best pitch games of the entire year, and we lose on the short stick 2-1. Rains come. Morrisonville knocks us out. The next day, we lay a total egg against Pawnee. Give up the most runs we'd given up cumulative all year long. Waiting for that regional game to come, we had our best practices of the year, don't you think, Coach?
Oh, absolutely. They were focused. They were ready to go. Those losses may have, brought us back down, and we were ready to go.
And then it was basically a juggernaut through the – once you got past the regionals, you guys were just unstoppable.
I think after regionals, we hit a home run in every game.
You hit a home run in every postseason game except the championship game.
Yes, and that's arguable. Maybe Josh did have one in the state championship game. It didn't miss by much.
That's probably the greatest foul ball call I've ever had in my life, but it was foul. And Toby Dean, who's over here cooking chili, Toby was with me that time, and we were just kind of goofing around on that part of the broadcast, and you know, like, he wouldn't, would he? He wouldn't, and I said, well, if he hits a home run, we'd probably pass out. And here's this Josh. Jacked this one down the right field line.
It left the park.
And it left the park, but it was foul. So the umpire says, Tony Boster, and Tony had a good look at it. And I said, we just about passed out. And we did. We did, because that would have put the game out of reach.
Yeah.
And the neat thing about how many kids on that team played college baseball?
6, I think, last I counted.
Wow.
Shane Hurlsman just finished his senior year, and Landon just finished his senior year down in King College.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great year. But going back to that sectional and super sectional, all that, there were good teams. We got to play Carrollton again.
Yes.
I got to see them again. And I can't remember. You're the memory guy. Carrollton started off with not their ace that game, did he?
They did start their ace. A little left-hander with the name of Charles Walker. And he came unglued. And Mr. Pullman, the coach down at Carrollton, our good friend, might have been a little too impatient.
Yes.
Might have hooked him a little
first
too
inning,
soon.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. It was the third inning.
Memory guy.
That was the day my son got married. So I was in close to Joliet Silver Cross Stadium that weekend, watching him get married, and so I missed that Carrollton game.
We were getting updates.
So. Yeah. Kevin Olson was with us, and Kevin was giving us updates as the wedding was going on. So, and I think Mikey Stevenson had a big double in that ball game, didn't he?
He had a double, and he had a great bunt. He had a great bunt in that game too.
Michael Stevenson filled in for that team like no other freshman ever will again.
Yeah,
to be a freshman to walk into that and to do what he did. And you know, as Coach and I always say, in the state, it was the semifinal game, and comes in the game, moves him to second base.
Yeah.
But given baseball's that way, the ball's going to find him no matter where he is.
And it did.
And it
first
did.
First pitch hit to Michael.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
How that works. But you had a home run in every postseason game up until the championship game. After winning against Carrollton in the semifinal, then you had Griggsville pairing the championship game. And then the rains came again, and we had a couple of delays. Then finally on a Tuesday night, I believe, We got to play the Super Sectional after a rain delay.
We did.
And beat the defending champions, Jacksonville Route, 10-0.
Yes. Yes.
Which I would have never thought you would have beaten Jacksonville Route 10-0.
The funniest thing ever, I worked in Springfield at that time, and I got to the game way early. And I was there.
You were there about the time I was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got there before Route got there. Yeah. Route got there and was all set up in their dugout. And then they saw our kids start getting off the bus that day. We didn't have school that day. Our kids were wearing Carhartt jackets, work boots. They looked like a bunch of hayseeds. I mean, you should have seen them walking up. The Route kids started making fun of them right off the bat when they were walking up.
Coach, wrong thing to do.
Coach Londergan, the coach for Route, walked over to me and he said, "This is not going to be good." And boy, did they come out hitting on all cylinders that day. Oh, boy.
If I remember correctly, did we put up 2 runs an inning?
Yes.
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 5-run, 10-run rule.
Yeah, Josh pitched on 2 days rest that day. Landon came in and mopped it up, and it wasn't even as close as 10-0.
No.
It really wasn't.
The game was over in the second inning.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, you could see because Route was just flat that day. Yeah. They were just absolutely flat that day. Then you go on to Silver Cross Stadium in Joliet, which is unfortunate. We'd hope that, you know, it wouldn't have been nice to have the state tournament at Peoria because there would have been 1,000 people there. But as it was, 200-300 people still made the trip to Joliet to watch the Lancers play. And in the semifinal game, it was, North Fulton.
North Fulton and their Mohawks.
Yeah. They all walked in. And I believe the pitcher in the starting pitcher for North Fulton was a kid that used to live in Hillsboro.
That's correct.
And
yes,
had played against the Lancers when they were younger.
He was from Coffeen.
Yeah.
You talk about weird situations.
Yeah.
He had a younger brother that played center field for him.
Yeah. So they win that game, and then they, of course, move on to the state championship game against Marissa, which was kind of unusual. You had two teams really from the southern half of the state meeting in the 1A state championship, and Marissa was there the year before and finished second to Jacksonville Route. So how did you approach that as a coaching staff, knowing that they had some experience at this level?
I don't know if we approached it any differently. We knew we had our horse going. I mean, I'll put Josh against anybody in the state.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew we had him going. We were confident going in. I mean, our lineup 1 through 9, you know, there was no rest in it. I think we were confident. I didn't think we had any worries about it. We knew they had the experience. It's always nice to have, you know, if you're Marissa, you have, you know, played in the state championship game once, and all the kids come back. It's nice to have that experience. But, you know, our kids have played in a lot of big games, not just for Lincolnwood, but they've played in a lot of big games themselves outside of school ball. So they were ready. We were focused. And, you know, the night before, we relaxed. We went to an arcade. We just kind of did our thing, and we were ready to go.
Vern Pinkston came up, and he was AD at the time, and Vern was talking with us during the course of the game, and he mentioned that the kids were so kind of cool about everything because they had played in some huge games during the summertime on the traveling teams, and they had faced a lot of pressure before in against teams that were from all over the nation. So this really was just another ball game for them.
Yeah. We always told those kids, act like you've been there before. You notice we never celebrated a home run hit. We never went on the field. We were very businesslike. Mm-hmm. And we just came out that day, did our jobs. The kid that we faced that day went on and played Division I ball at Wichita State.
Yes,
so it was a pretty good pitching matchup that day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, that was a pitcher's duel. And if memory serves me right, 2 earned runs for Lincolnwood, or were they all unearned?
We scored 1 earned, 2 unearned.
And then
the run that they scored, a drop third, which Shane had plenty of excuses on that.
And that's the next part of the subject. We're broadcasting from Irish Days, the 104th edition of Irish Days in Farmersville. The Chili Dome is beginning to fill up. We are talking with Lance Glick and Josh Stone, who were assistant coaches on the 2009 State Baseball Championship team. Tim Mize is here as we enjoy this beautiful, beautiful weather here at Irish Days, which is extremely unusual.
You can't beat this weather.
I guess people will take it.
People will take it today, absolutely.
My.
But we need to take care of a little business. We'll come back and continue our conversation about the 2009 State Champions of Baseball right after these messages.
June is National Dairy Month, a perfect time to celebrate the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms, even if you're constantly on the go. Enjoy the benefits of Prairie Farms plastic pints, available from your grocer and at area convenience stores. And plastic pints of orange juice, 2% chocolate, or non-fat milk are great when you're on the run. National Dairy Month, and plastic pints make it easier for you to taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
experiencing aches, pains, or an injury, Teamwork Rehab can help you. Our Hillsborough location has the only aquatic therapy program in Montgomery County. Aquatic therapy provides effective therapeutic treatment for those who have limited tolerances for traditional land-based rehab. At Teamwork Rehab, you always have one-on-one individualized care provided by a certified, licensed professional. Give Teamwork Rehab a call at 532-4160 for all your physical therapy needs. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
And at 9:45, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. We'll expect a high of around 78 degrees, mostly clear for tonight. We'll have a low of around 60 for tomorrow, becoming cloudy and warmer. There is a chance for some rain tomorrow. Expect a high of around 85 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain on Wednesday. Highs will be in the upper 80s, the lows will be around 70. At 9:46, we have a temperature reading of 69 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpole, your country agent in Raymond.
And at 9:47, Sports Saturday continues. Let's head back out to the Chili Dome. Once again, here's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
We're broadcasting from the Dome, Tim Mize, on a day that we never thought we'd ever see here at Irish Days.
This is the day to cook chili.
Yeah. Fire up the grills and get it good and hot. The volleyball tournament about ready to get underway. All sorts of activities throughout the remainder of the day. The big parade coming up this afternoon at 4 o'clock. That's when it always is. I assume it's the same time. Yeah, 4 o'clock this afternoon. So come on by and enjoy Irish Days in Farmersville, the 104th edition. We are talking with Josh Stone, Lance Glick, who were coaches on the 2009 Lincolnwood State Tournament baseball team. And Tim, you had a chance to see them in the sectional game against Carrollton. And Carrollton was very good that year as well.
Carrollton's always good, yeah. Year in, year out. I mean, when you go up against Carrollton, you know you're going to be in for a dog fight. There's no question about that.
And in that sectional tournament, if memory serves me right, you had Columbia winning a state tournament. You also had, of course, Lincolnwood in 2009, but there was a third state tournament champion that came out of that sectional, I think, at Carlinville. And then Jacksonville Route, of course, out of the super sectional at Lincolnland. So that's a tough corridor to get into the postseason, get into the state baseball.
And Griggsville Perry is another team in that sectional. They win a regional every year.
Yeah,
they win all the time.
Yeah, they're a very good team. We were talking about Shane Burbridge, who is probably one of the most outstanding high school catchers I've seen, I'll be honest with you. And he had to be because the breaking pitches that the Lincolnwood team used to throw in that era were, always in the dirt, and Shane did a great job of blocking them. But to play with a broken hand in the state championship game is unheard of, and during the broadcast, we had no knowledge of this. We knew something was off. Just the way he acted, the way he bunted at the plate in a situation where he probably wouldn't have been bunting, we kind of wondered about it. If something was amiss. But take us back, if you two guys would bring us up to speed on how the sequence of events and how it happened.
We are, before every game, they take you to a high school, they give you a batting cage, let you have some batting practice, and we did it the day before. And we had one of our hitters not have one of the greatest, seven or eight swings. Got a little frustrated, may have lost control of his bat. We're not going to name names.
Yeah.
Bat hit Shane Burbridge, caught him. I believe it was the middle finger of his catching hand.
It was.
And everybody, you could, this is, all the air came out of that field. It was quiet. It was like, oh, what happened? So Shane goes over to the medical kit, and we get going, and we get him taped up. We cut his cut a hole in his glove, put more padding in it. The trainer there did not want him to play. There wasn't a chance Shane was coming out of that game. It wasn't going to happen.
Nobody else knew about this, right?
No, kept it under wraps. Yeah. And, kept it under wraps.
Shane said, get your glove. Looked at me and said, get your glove. I said, what for? He said, you got to throw it to me. I said, okay. So we wanted to see how much, you know, he's catching Josh Glick that day. And he's Josh doesn't throw soft by any means. Thank you. And I started throwing to him, and he looked at me and said, you got to throw hard. I said, Shane, this is all I got. He said, you better start getting closer to me, though. I said, if I get any closer, we're going to hurt another part of your body. We don't need another injury. So we threw as hard as we could. He gritted. He was biting his shirt to get through the game. And by the second inning, he had a hole in his shirt like no other. We were lucky enough to have Tony Boster as the home plate umpire, who we knew.
From Auburn. Right.
Mm-hmm. And he knew something was up. And between the second and third inning,
freshman catcher,
Aaron Pope at that time, he said, hey, why don't I go out there and warm up Josh Glick between innings? Three of us looked at each other. That sounds like a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
About two innings of that, Tony Boss came up to us and said, why do you keep sending that kid out there? Shane's not ready to go out there yet. We're hiding Shane's equipment. We're doing anything we can
just,
to make it
just look stalling.
Just to stall the best thing we can. And, you know, finally he says, you know what, you better get your catcher out there and all and that. And if it was anybody else, they probably would have pulled Shane out of the game. After we get home from the state championship, he goes to the hospital, gets x-rays. He texted me a picture of his finger, and it was nasty.
Yeah. And it was a clean break. I mean, it was.
Clean break in two or three places, probably.
Yeah.
What's really remarkable about that, too, is Shane was our number two hitter in the lineup that year. His first at bat, he walked on four pitches against a pitcher that never
walked. Walked only four batters all year long.
Yeah. So they walk him the first time up. The second time Shane's up, he sacrificed bunts. Third time up, walks on
five
pitches.
Yeah.
So fortunately, didn't have to swing the stick.
Yeah.
We always taught our kids at Lincolnwood the changeup, the curveball. If you're going for a strikeout, that ball's got to bounce right behind the plate. Josh had given up a double. That kid had advanced to third. It was the only base runner the entire game that had gotten to second base. Josh struck out the second out, and it was a ball that Shane always picks cleanly normally. And that bad finger, the ball escaped him, and that's how the run got home.
Yeah, that was the only run they scored. So
yeah.
And, of course, Shane Hirschelman with that little kind of shot into no man's land on the infield there added the third run of the ball game, which gave Josh a little extra breathing room in that last inning.
Yeah, he was cruising that day. I think he struck out 10 or 12 on that. He had it going.
I thought it was 11.
Yeah,
might have been.
Yeah, yeah.
That, and those were good hitters, Marissa.
Oh, they were top-notch. And you know, we win that game. The kids celebrate on the field a little bit. We had the trophy ceremony. Right. We take Chase Yeager's medal up to him in the stands because he made it to the championship game that day. Absolutely just a beautiful moment. Celebrate everything. Those kids got back on the bus for the drive home. Quiet business. They were just ready to get back home, get off to their summer ball schedule. They did not. It never soaked into them until we got down I-55 and they started seeing cars and banners on the overhead.
About Divernon? Somewhere around Divernon, yeah, was it?
About Divey. We started seeing a bunch of signs and banners. Yeah. And
then it started soaking in on them, and then they started getting louder and louder. I mean, they were so businesslike up until that point, and it was really fun to watch. It was.
One genuine moment, though, that you guys have skipped over here. Chase was in the stands, but the seniors on that team did something pretty special.
They took that trophy. Once it got through it and everyone got their medals, the seniors of that team took that trophy, walked it right to the stands, right up to Chase, and it was one of the most, I don't know if there was a dry eye on the house. It was a very emotional time, and it was just something our seniors knew was the right thing to do, and they didn't have to be told to do it. They were doing it. And just a fantastic moment for those kids.
Yeah, it was. It really was. And the homecoming was just awesome.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. It took a while for it to sink in, I think, for everybody, broadcasters included. It was just a tremendous thing. And we knew that the potential was there. We knew that the opportunity was there, and it was just a matter of executing, and that team did. And I don't know. People have asked me, well, was that the best baseball team Lincolnwood's ever had? Lincolnwood's had some tremendous baseball teams in the past, but I'll put it this way. I'm going to digress to what Tony La Russa always said.
Tied for first.
Yep.
You know, I don't want to say that they were the best, but they were certainly tied for first.
Yeah, that was a great group of kids to be around for the entire entire season.
And it all starts with pitching. Oh. I mean, pitching was the name of the game, and that team had pitching, as you mentioned, eight kids.
We struck out over half the batters we faced.
Yeah.
What was the stat through our first 12 games? We outscored our opponents. What was it?
We only gave up 3 runs the first 7 games, and I think we gave up.
And we scored at like 115.
Yes, it was like 115-3.
And the one stat that just is crazy, 37 home runs.
Yes.
For that baseball
team. We had two kids with 50-plus RBIs, 3 kids with 40, 4 kids with 30 RBIs. I mean,
these are legitimate stats. They're not padded.
Oh, yeah. No.
And we let up on most teams.
Well, and a lot of those were 5-inning games. And a lot of those, and you upgraded the schedule as well. You played a lot more, you know, heavy hitters, so to speak.
Played Williamsville the first game of the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a big win for the team.
We were trying
set the tone for the rest of the season, didn't it?
No, it did.
Absolutely, it did.
When you play Williamsville. So.
Yeah. We were going to take on all comers that year. Yeah. We knew we had the ball team to do it, so we were trying.
We picked up Rochester that year. Mm-hmm. We picked up Rochester the year before.
Yeah.
We wanted to play good competition because we knew we were going to play them in the regionals, sectionals. We had to make sure we were ready for them, win or lose.
Guys, we've only got about 2 or 3 minutes left here. But your current squad, you still have kids that are playing traveling baseball, right?
Absolutely, we do. This is probably the most kids we've had playing summer ball this year. Very excited for that. See how it pans out when it comes to this in the spring. And, you know, this year by far, besides the 09 year as a head coach, this is the most fun I've had coaching baseball this year. We had a great group of kids to be around. They came to work, and they, you know, we had our times when we weren't always as serious as we wanted to be, but we were always having fun.
But that was just the character, the nature of the beast, so to speak.
Yes, it was with that group.
they were unique. They were characters.
Oh, absolutely they were. But, you know, I try to tell the kids, you know, we want to win, but let's have fun doing it. We know what we're doing. And I mean, I know you and I talked. We had a lot of fun this year.
We sure did.
And you're coming back next year, right, fellas?
I plan on it.
Good.
As long as the athletic director will let me.
Well, we're going to have to talk to him.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
We'll do that.
So. Neither one of us do it for the pay, I'll tell you.
No. Oh, gosh, no. Gosh, no. No, not at all. Not at all. And you get pretty good at taking care of ballparks, too, you know, the infield and chalking the diamond and getting all that ready and sump pumps and
whatever we got to do.
Quick dry backs.
We love that field. We love taking care of it. And we want to. It's nice to play in a nice ball field. Makes you feel good about when you play.
Well, we're just tickled that it's, you know, we've got quality baseball and quality people running it, and it's fun time.
And Terry, you guys have always been so kind to us at WSMI. We cannot thank you guys enough.
Absolutely.
You guys have been wonderful to us over the years.
They actually pay us to do this. You know, that's the really scary thing about it. They may not pay us well, but they pay us, you know. And it's kind of like coaching, you know.
Yeah.
But we do it because we love games. We love the sport, you know, and that's the great thing about it. Josh Stone, thank you so much.
Good luck.
You know, if you see that athletic director, let him know.
I will.
Okay?
All right.
Wink, wink, wink. Lance, good to see you, my friend.
My pleasure.
I'm glad, you know, for years I wanted to ask you about that pitching staff. We never really did talk about it, and I'm glad that we had a chance to talk about that today. So, and get out there and enjoy Irish Days. And by the way, the team for the kids, the golf tournament, which replaces the old MTXE Play Day, is still on that same date. It's August 23rd at Shoal Creek.
Yes, sir.
And if you want to sign up, there's still, Matt Milberg told us, a few openings. If you can't get a hold of Matt Milberg or Dana Pitchford, you can call me and I'll make sure that you get in contact with the right people. So,
absolutely.
Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you, Terry.
Enjoy Irish Days. We're out of time, Tim Mize. We're done. Stick us with a fork. We're done.
Time to eat some chili ladle.
Time to get ready for the chili cook-off. They're going to be announcing all the what you can do and what you can't do, right? The rules and regulations.
There's rules to this?
It's coming. Yeah, there's rules to this.
Oh, wow.
Believe it or not, there's an actual association, you know, tied in with this. So,
all right.
We're out of time for Irish Dates, for Tim Mize, for Josh Stone, for Lance Glick, for Matt Milberg, for Tobin Ott. Thanks for joining us. That's going to do it. Get out and enjoy Irish Days. It runs till way into the wee hours of the night.
Sometime tomorrow.
on the square in Farmersville. That's it for Sports Saturday. Don't forget Cardinals baseball 12:20 tomorrow afternoon on AM 1540 as the Cards take on the Washington Nationals. WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Cartlandville, and Greenville, the sports voice of Mid-Illinois and America's high school sports leader. It's 10 o'clock in time now for NBC News.